We are continuing our previous shir, B'siyata D'Shemaya. This is the fifth shir on the topic of Pesach, Karban Pesach, women, Avodim, Ktanim. We've already seen a flaw of Semitarat Hashem in the previous shir. We saw the two aspects of the Karban Pesach. We saw that a person could be a Manui on the Karban Pesach, which is the Tzarech Achila, he's registered. And then there's the actual Bailus on the Karban. And we were Marich in the previous year discussing this, and now based on this, we're going to explain the Gemara in Pesachim, Sadi Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara says that women on Pesach Sheni are a Rishus, and you're not allowed a Shech just for her on Pesach Sheni. Rather, she's Tfeila Lacherim. So we asked in one of the previous Shiurim, what's the Nafkamina between Shutfus B'Karban and Karban B'Fnei Atzma? How come she can be Tfeila Lacherim, she could be a Shutf in the, she could be a shutuf in the carbon, you can't be shochet b'fnei atzma. Why not? Why not? If she could be a menuya with others, why can't you bring it just for her? And we also want to understand what lashon of tefela was, ancillary. How do, what does this mean? So based on what we explain, the understanding is as follows: that a woman on Pesach Sheni, according to the Gemara, according to that sheet in the Gemara, that lashon Pesach Sheni rishus ain't shochet b'fnei atzma, lashon osa tefela acherim. Pshat is she's not a partner in the carbon at all. She's just registered for the achilas haPesach. She's a menuya laachilas haPesach for sula, and that's it. Now, she's not shayach to the akrabas haPesach. She's not shayach to the ritzui. Remember, we said there are two aspects: it's the achila and the ritzui. She's shayach to the achila on Pesach Sheni, but not to the ritzui, because a Pesach is a carbon chova, and she's not mechuyaves. And therefore she's not shaykh in Karban Pesach. Just for Michnas Nefashos, we're marabeh that she could be registered, she could be a menuya on the Achilas HaKarban Pesach. And if she's menuya, so even though the Pesach's not brought for her, but there's no Isser for her to eat, because the Isser is only Shalom Menuyav. But here, she's menuya, l'Achilas HaPesach, she's allowed to eat. Because Minui is Bi'ikaro al Achilas HaPesach, like we were marich in the previous shir. And when you shecht for her, you're shechting for her eating, but you're not shechting for ritsui. So that's pshat, why she's merely eating and no more, because that's all she's allowed to do. She's not getting ritsui from the carbon. It's not her carbon. She's no bailus. You can't bring it for her herself. But rather, she can just eat from the carbon. Araya mefureshes ledvareinu, we have from the Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Perches Halach Aleph. If Meir holds that a woman on Pesach Rishon is a rishus, and she can make her own Pesach, Pesach Sheni, she's only Tfeil Acherim, and you're now let a shecht for her, Bifnei Atzma. Look there, look in the Sherei Karban there. So we see that Reb Meir holds that even Noshim Berishon Rishus, Shochtim Ala Bifnei Atzma, even though the women on Pesach Rishon are Rishus, you're still allowed a shecht just for her. Nevertheless, B'Sheni, you're only allowed to make her Tfeil Acherim. And Lechora, it's a Dvar Tema. What's the difference? Why in Pesach Rishon are you allowed a shecht b'fnei atzma even though she's only rishus, and a Pesach Sheni only tefela la'acherim? But based on what we said, we understand the Yerushalmi very well. The Rav Meir holds that a Pesach Rishon, a woman, is shaykh to the Pesach like a man. Bechol din Pesach, just as a rishus for lochov, and therefore she can bring a Pesach even for herself, just like a man can. But Sheni, her din on the Pesach, is only to be a menuya la'achila for the eating, but not be'etzem ritzui v'akrobes ha-pesach, and therefore all she can be is tfeila la'acherim. U'kidvareinu muchach me'rashi shepiresh, and that the Reb Shimon says that berishan osan osa tfeila la'acherim, and in the Sheni you're not allowed a shecht for it all. Rashi's v'afilu tfeila delo shaycha be'midi v'yachla be'ave pesach nechal shelo le'minuyin. Adkan loshan Rashi, so it's muchach that when you make her tfeila, she's not a balas karban mamish. Rather, she's shaykh a little bit. In what way? Just for achila. That's what Rashi says the minui does. The minui makes you shaykh by achila. So it says that the b'sheni ain't shochten la kolik, or Rashi says even tfeila, the lo shaykh be midi, v'yachla be avi pesach nechol shalom minui. In other words, she's not even tfeila, because if she was tfeila, then that would mean at least she can eat it. At least she's a menuya la'achila, but this woman, according to Reb Shimon anyway, on Pesach Sheni, cannot even do that. However, b'katan, the minuya on Pesach Aviv or Apetropso, becomes registered on his father's Pesach, or the person who is supposed to take care of him. So we see that he's the Baal HaKarban L'chol Dover Gam L'Ritzui. How do you see this? Because if he's Mismane B'Pesach Rishon and he became a Bar Mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he's Pater Mi Pesach Sheni. And also the Kesef Mishnah writes, we also prove this from the Gemara and the Rambam, that a katan bar hafla, if he's a mufla samach lish, if he's 12 years old and his neder is a neder, he could be mafrish pesach la'atzma. So where do you get this from? So it would appear pashat that since we learned in katan b'pesach menatara from the pasuk v'yichusel beisav asel abayis, and Rashi said ish balabayis yikchenu chol beisav ein tzarech daitan ayin shem b'Rashi. If so, this pasuk, it's not talking about din minu vechilas a pesach. It's talking about the etzem din of the pesach that the Baal HaBayis yikach seba dovat beso. So the katan is shaykh to the etzem a pesach, not just to the achilas a pesach, but to the etzem a pesach. Veraya mefureshes lazeh. May Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that women are chova bein barish and bein b'sheni, and he darshins the pasuk. Cheto yisa ishahu lemute katan mikares. The katan doesn't get kares. Lachora tamua meichi tesi b'chlal that a katan should be shaykh to the pesach. We have to remind him that he's not getting kares. It's dachapela, they would say in Lakewood, but rather it's muchoch. Then midin sela bayis, we learn that the din of the bayis is the midin of the Baal HaBayis, that the Baal HaBayis takes it for him and for the bayis, shem bana baktanim, and therefore havamina, I would think that he's also shayach to kares, kamashim on the pasuk that nat, v'ayin toisvis sham. The Yoiser Muchach Miyushalmi Psochim Perkes that Darshan Sela Bayis Al Isha, that Isha's Bayis. And one man Damar holds that Isha's a Chova from the Pasuk of Sela Bayis. And Meish Yirmemait Katan Sheinu Maybe Karban Pesach La'atzmo. You need a special Pasuk to be Memait a Katan, because you would think that a Katan is included in Sela Bayis, like we have in the Bavli. Therefore the Yerushalmi says no, Isha's marbe misela bayis, but a katan not, and therefore you don't bring a katan latzno. According to this, according to our Gemara, according to the Bavli, that the pasuk of sela bayis is on a katan and not on an isha, it's muchach that we learn that he's shayach to all the dinei korban pesach, even to ritzui. And since he's shayach even to the ritzui, he's a shutuf to the korban pesach imaviv l'chol davar. It is a grosser mensch. And memela, it's a svara muchachas, that if he's a mufla samach liish, he himself could be makdish and be makriv. Because maishna shutfus b'karban l'karban b'fnei atzmo. What's the difference? If he could be a shutuf, a complete partner with his father, then why can't he bring it for himself? So he can even bring it for himself, this mufla samach liish. Umiyushab heiteva kesef mishnah. The kesef mishnah proved from svar that a katan can bring a pesach la'atzma. Because he's shaykh to minu. If he's shaykh to minu, he can also bring a carbon pesach. And we ask, what about a woman? A woman is shaykh to sheyachas to minui, but ain't shochet ala b'fnei atzma l'man d'omer that it's only a rishus. You see in Ira Gemara that if it's a rishus, ain't shochet ala b'fnei atzma. But she is a minuya, so why don't we say the same thing about a katan? He could be a manui, even though he's not, he can't bring a pesach la'atzmo. So why does the Kesef Mishnah say, oh, he's a manu, he could also bring a pesach la'atzmo? We see by a woman not like that. based on what we said, we understand very well that a woman, her din minui is only al achilas pesach, but she's not shayach to the ritzui akorban, and therefore ain't shochten ala bifnei atzma. But the din money of a kohen you learn from Sela Bayis. That's like the din minui shel gadol. He's part of the bayis. He's a shutef mamish in the korban pesach. He's bailus on the korban pesach. La achila ula ritzui. So if he can do achila and ritzui, it's pashit. He can also bring a korban pesach for himself. Maishna. V'ze barur v'ze nifla me'od. So we, Baruch Hashem, made serious headway into this sugya. And Emir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, we'd very much like to be Miyashiv the Rambam. And we have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. Don't leave me now. Okay. B'li neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.